Today, I will be speaking about Proverbs 22:6, a very famous verse. And in the King James Version, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." I bring this up because we were talking about various aspects of training in a professional sense, and this came to mind as a scripture that shows how we are to make our children trainable and how to influence our grandchildren and others as well. So when I looked this up in various translations, most of them say train up. The NIV says start children off in the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The NLT says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Good News Bible says, teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all their life. And I actually prefer the King James. Train up a child. So what does train up a child mean? How do we train a child? And this can apply to training of other people as well. But in training a child is the first environment that the child is going to live in is the home. So the child's first experiences with how things should go in life will be in the home. So I think there's two methods of training that take place in the home. There is the method of instruction, as we teach our children to do basic things, tie their shoes. We teach them basic behaviors, say please and thank you, be polite to your elders, things like that, that we train our children to do those things. And I know in my case, my parents trained me to be polite, and even at my age, I have not departed from that. It's part of who I am and how I behave. And for me, it just seems right. So because I was trained in that way and I accepted that way as being the way that I should be and the way that I was going to be. So I was trained in that particular thing, and there's many others, and I'm sure everybody can think of something that they've learned from their parents that way that they continue on with. I think it's important for us to realize as we have children, that we are raising adults. We are not raising children. So we need to be constantly aware of that growing process that is going on with them and that how we influence where they're going to end up. So we have the training process that takes place in terms of instruction. And I think usually when I see this verse, I think of that. Train up the child in the way they should go. I said, and in the business world, it's a very similar thing because we have that same need for training. It's a major emphasis in every business, every large business for sure, is that trained people are a real resource for the company. And when you lose trained people, you go backwards. So part of training a child is having them understand the value of training and having them realize that training has helped them as they've grown up. So then as they are adults and they have other opportunities for training, they can recognize the process. They recognize that they are being developed, they're being given additional skills, they're being directed to follow a path that is going to be better for them in some way. In business, we usually think of that being more productive. In terms of raising a child, we tend to think of that in terms of moral rightness or the ability to fit into society or other objectives that aren't as much financially oriented. But part of that is, we train our children to go to school and we train them to learn, which is valuable in and of itself, but also ultimately, a lot of that focus is on so you can get a job and support yourself. And so that prepares them for that way in the world. So the first way of training is instruction. Brush your teeth, say please and thank you to your, go over and give your grandmother a kiss, whatever thing you're teaching the child by instruction, the child absorbs that into their life. The other way is by example. I find it's almost impossible to instruct in a way that's not being demonstrated. It's, if you are trying to train your children to be polite, and you're not polite, or there's not politeness in your home, then they will accept it as rules of behavior. They're not accepting it as the way they should go. They're just accepting it that to get by, I have to do this. Just like places we go, movie theater, we go in, we abide by the rule of not talking during the movie or not playing music or lots of things that are not appropriate in that environment, but that doesn't mean there's something wrong with it. We're accepting a social limitation or a restriction on our behavior, but that doesn't mean we won't, when we're out of that environment, we won't do something different. So I think that this kind of training that's being alluded to here is the kind of training that becomes part of who you are, becomes easy for you to do through repetition and practice. And as we talked about that in terms of sanctification, it's the same idea as we kind of are training ourselves to overcome temptations or overcome things that are difficult for us, because by repeated behavior, and we don't use that language, but we're training ourselves to make it a part of our being that when that situation happens, our response is going to be a righteous response. It's going to be something that's going to be pleasing to God. So we have that. We start, at least for me, a lot of that behavior started when I was a child before I even knew anything about God, because my parents were training me in a way that was going to position me to step into that at a certain time when I actually accepted it as my own. So I think the importance of training twofold is training in the sense of instruction in righteousness, as we look biblically, instruction in righteousness, instruction in righteous behavior, in even in the practical things. Prepare your child for becoming an adult. So we train in homes, just like in business, with an end in mind that at the end of this training, here's what we want to have as their final outcome. In business, you want an employee with certain skills. In the home, you want a child with certain abilities, but also with certain values. When that time comes, and it always comes, for them to leave the nest and go out on their own, they're ready, they're prepared, because they've been trained. And when they're trained in the right way, they will continue that even when they're older. And I see that once in a while, we see that happening. People grow up in a home that seems to be perfectly functioning and they're being trained properly, and maybe their brothers and sisters are trained properly, and they go off and somebody ends up in the weeds. It happens. So this is not a 100% law that will happen, because in our own free will, we can go against our training once we have the ability to do that. I mean, there comes that time when the apron string is cut and we are directing our own lives in a more direct way. We still have to be able to make that adjustment to make use of that training. But when we have the training and we have the will to use it, then it's in place. And then it's good for the rest of our lives. And as I say, I'm well along in years, and I'm perfectly happy with the training that I received growing up. I didn't have to unlearn. I didn't have to retrain. I didn't have to fill in a whole lot of knowledge of what is right and what is wrong myself, because my parents not only taught it, they modeled it. And so I am, my experience is this proverb is very true. And that's what I was thinking about today. It had to do with the value of training. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for parents that raised us in ways that were righteous, in the ways that you would have us to go, that we were prepared to make those decisions about our lives that needed to be made, that we knew which way was right, and we still do because of those things that they taught us. So we thank you for parents that cared, for parents that had values, who taught values, and who acted in accordance with their values. And Father, we thank you that as that time has come and you know, our children are grown, that they have been given those skills and they've been given that teaching. Father, we know that it's up to them what they do with it. Just as we can be trained and we can go to school for years to do something and then decide we're not going to do it. And that training then is not that valuable. But nonetheless, Father, we as the trainers have done our job in that regard. So we thank you for that opportunity and thank you for the knowledge that that job was done in accordance with your will. And so, Father, we ask that you would be with our children as they raise their children, that they will be teaching them and training them in a way that they are prepared to live their lives, that they are prepared to make righteous decisions when that time comes, that they will continue to develop their lives as they train themselves, as they through their own actions and behaviors, and one day they train their children as well. So, Father, we pray that you will continue to pass on from generation to generation those that righteous training that needs to be given to our children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Let's do Jesus loves all the people. Jesus loves all the people, all the people of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the people of the world. And this, I think Jesus has a special burden for children, so we'll sing that again. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Jesus loves our families.
Jesus loves our families, all the families of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the families of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.